When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast. Five reasons I hate you. Titans edition. So let's get to this here. As if we need more reasons to hate the Titans. And we're already got people sending reasons in. We encourage participation in this, the collab. These are just five that I've come up with, that Seth and I have come up with. We encourage you to send in some as well. So let's get right to it here. Let's start off with reason number five. And Amy Adams Strunk, the owner of the Tennessee Titans, who for some reason thinks that she literally owns a color. She literally thinks that they own Columbia blue, that light blue color in any version close to it. If you decide that you want your team to wear something that resembles that color, you will get sued. She will come after you with guns ablazing, yeah, with all of her legal might. Seth,
So this is where it gets a little bit tricky, because you know I want to hate her for multiple reasons involving this color. I mean, she does literally own the color. So there is that, but it's the fact that she's holding on to it for no good reason. It's like she owns some piece of property that she never uses, and won't sell it just out of spite. You know,
right?
Little like she's that. You know what she is? She's the sister in a group of siblings or something, like middle-aged people that for whatever reason she's got the lake, the cabin on a pond, and she won't let anybody else use it, but she never uses it herself. Like that's the parents left it to her, and she will not let go because she doesn't want her siblings to have it. That's Amy Adams Strunk.
She's
you're so possessive of your precious little childhood that you can't let anybody else share in the memories.
Or she owns that piece of land that she's never on, and there's a few kids that need to use a path that cuts just into the land to walk to school,
yeah,
and she's like, nope, can't walk on that path. Sorry.
You know what she is? My wife's hometown. Yeah. It's a nice little town. It's like a throwback to another era. And they've got this little park with the little league field is out there.
Yeah.
And there's a house right next door to the park. Yeah. That it basically the house is adjacent to the right the property line goes along like the first baseline, and it might be like, I don't know, 40 or 50 feet away from the first baseline, and the person who bought this house when the ballpark was already there, it is furious and irate that there are so many foul balls or errantly thrown balls going into their backyard. and will not let kids go into the backyard to get the balls. Yeah. That's Amy Adams Strunk. Like, listen, yes. You moved. She's you knew terrible. That this was a thing. You relinquished the name, and yet you possessively hold on to that color because of your childhood memories.
Right.
Nobody in Nashville has any childhood memories of that crap.
Zero.
You just want to spite the people of Houston.
Well, you know what I'm going to do here? And we'll get to the other four reasons and some of y'all's on the text page here in just a minute. I'm going to give a quick acknowledgement. Oh, where is Ben in there? Yeah, I want to acknowledge Hannah McNair.
Acknowledge me!
Great quote in a piece from Jonathan Alexander talking about this rivalry in the Chronicle. I think it was Jonathan that wrote this, where they were, Cal and Hannah were at an event earlier this week at a fire station honoring first responders. That's a big theme this weekend. It's a salute to service and first responders game this weekend. So they were at a local fire station 33. And they asked Cal about the Titans rivalry, and he was typical Cal, very diplomatic, not looking to kick a bee's nest or anything. They asked Hannah about it. She goes, "We've taken over Houston. We've taken our fans back, so they're just the Titans now." End quote. She does not care, man. It is awesome.
Hannah, Miles Garrett, they're the people this morning we've talked about that are most WWE like.
Yeah.
And you love that.
I love that.
You will anything that feels theatrical, you're all about that.
Yes.
Hannah's here for it.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
I don't think Hannah's gonna back down. Like, the Texans have had the upper hand as of late. I don't feel like Hannah's ever gonna back down one little bit, even if the Texans go on a bad run versus the Titans.
No, she'll be the classic heel at that point where she talks about how awesome the Texans are even when they're not doing well. Like, that's what really gets people mad. Like Micah the other day. Like Micah Parsons talking about, "We're a damn good football team." That's classic heel stuff right there. All right, let's get to these other four reasons. Reason number four, five reasons I hate you, Titans. They couldn't even be good enough to entice Derrick Henry to stay there with the team. So now we all have to deal with him on the Baltimore Ravens. If they could have just put a better offer and a better sales pitch for him to end his career in Tennessee as a Tennessee legend, then we as the rest of the AFC would not have to deal with this two-headed monster of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry.
They're
Thanks
like Oklahoma City, you know, driving Kevin Durant into the arms of a better situation.
Bingo! That's exactly who they are. And we hate Oklahoma City, too. Yes.
And, you know, it just, except unlike Durant, Derrick Henry's going to be looked at as a driving force behind getting them over the hump you know?
Yeah.
But if you could have just kept your man, could you keep a man? Could you keep a man, Tennessee?
Yeah.
You couldn't keep Sam Houston.
No, that's
drove
right.
Drove him out of town. He was like 6 weeks into his governorship.
Great call, Seth.
And
yes.
Sam Houston was like, FOH, myself. I'm not this crap. I can't govern these people.
That's right.
They're unreasonable.
That's right. They are unreasonable.
Yeah, inbred weirdos all over the state legislature.
There it is.
I walk in there and I can't tell which way anybody's even looking at me.
They play.
And I'm drunk. Direct quote from Sam Houston.
Look it up.
Bunch of cross-eyed inbreds ruining my buzz.
Google it. Look it up. Look it up. All right. Reason number three. Frank Bush is on their staff there. Frank Bush is their linebackers coach. Who is Frank Bush? In case, you know, you're not a longtime Texan fan. He was the defensive coordinator for the worst Texans defense that I've ever seen in my life. And we've seen some bad ones. But boy, that one in 2010, it was a bad defense combined with the hope of that season. Because that was the previous season in 2009 was the first season that they had ever finished over 500. And they did it by winning four in a row at the end of the year. So everybody thought like, ooh, this Texans, you know, maybe even like got a little Peter Schrager, like, ooh, they're a fun young team kind of thing. And they were offensively in 2010, but the defense was a sieve. And I blame Frank Bush and just being reminded of that by looking at their staff and saying, oh, that guy, that's reason number three for me.
I have a hard time with that one because this is my memory of Frank Bush. This is my one exchange I've had with Frank Bush. It was after the 2006 season. I had been injured that year, and it was Gary Kubiak's first year, and I absolutely loved Gary Kubiak, and I was really impressed by him. But at the end of the season, there was just some stuff. I had serious issues with some of the things Rick Smith had done, and I had serious issues with some of the things Richard Smith, the defensive coordinator, had done. And I just flat out told Gary. It wasn't like a, you know, slam my key card on the desk type of moment, because I liked Gary a lot.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to be open with him. It was basically like, I'm at, like, I don't need to be dealing with this BS anymore. And frankly, these are my objections about what Richard Smith did. And these are my objections about Rick Smith. The two dicks, basically. I told them how I felt about it.
Right.
And I kind of felt like, you know, that's probably it for me. You know, like I was coming off an ACL. I had 3 major injuries. But I kind of was like, all right, I'm not going to mess around anymore.
No.
Like, this is how I feel about it. And I left that conversation with Gary just kind of feeling like, yeah, they're definitely going to cut me. And it wasn't like, I wasn't a jerk to him or anything. I was just telling him how I felt. And immediately, like on my way out of the building, I met Frank Bush. And Frank Bush was like, oh, I got to meet this young man. Oh, I'll tell you what. And then he was just telling me all these like nice things about myself and everything. I was like, oh.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a favorable...
Like to play with that guy.
You have a favorable... And I've heard he's a really nice guy. I have.
Yeah.
No.
But listen, look, he ended up becoming the defensive coordinator a couple years later,
yes.
And it did not work out well.
That's right. For purposes of this segment, at least for the next 4 minutes...
It's a reminder of Gary Kubiak. Okay. Gary Kubiak was an offensive-minded coach who had a really hard time getting the right defensive coordinator.
Amen, yeah.
For 4 years, 5 years, 5 years.
5 years, yeah, 5 years.
And you don't want to replay that same thing with D'Amico Ryans having the other side of the ball managed by the wrong offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Like, Bobby Slowick's got a lot to prove over the second half of the season.
He does. All right, let's get to reasons number 2 and 1 because they're kind of the same. I mean, they're the quarterbacks of this team. Number 2, Mason Rudolph, maybe the most punchable face in the NFL. Miles Garrett swung a helmet at the guy's head. That's how hateable and punchable Mason
Rudolph
is.
For reasons that nobody else has backed him up on, though, too.
Well, Miles Garrett claimed
that
Mason Rudolph threw a racial epithet.
Not a single one of his teammates or anybody else said, I sense the whole lot of like, this ain't it.
Yeah. So Mason Rudolph, number 2. We may see him on Sunday. We may not. Reason number 1, the Mayo King himself.
Yeah.
Will Levis. I mean, punchable face, punchable attitude, mayonnaise commercials.
Mayotivations with Will Levis. May your team reach higher and your buffalo chicken dip be fire.
Winning.
May your game day be delicious.
Yeah. This is the important thing to know about this. Look, that's intentionally cheesy. That's that's an ironically themed commercial, and yet I 100% believe that Will Levis doesn't understand that. I think he thinks it's a glorious representation of the greatness that is Will Levis.
He was leaning
I don't
into
think he
it.
Got a single joke or any bit of the funny things from that video.
I don't either.
That video has otherwise done well.
I don't either. Yeah, yeah.
And you know what it is? Like, it's kind of like when Paul Rudd makes one too many jokes about how he doesn't age. You're like, all right, Paul. Yeah, like, we get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We already know, Paul. Okay, you don't have to keep we see you're acting like you're taking shots at yourself by pointing out something that's very impressive. Okay. Will Levis is like that on the Mayo commercials. He's like, he's all chiseled, you know?
Yeah, he's...
So he's thinking like, yeah, we're making fun of people who are all chiseled, but I can do that because look at me, I'm all chiseled.
Yes, yeah. No, he looks good, but yeah, we get it. You like Mayo, dude. You put it in your coffee.
Look, he hasn't done as many insanely stupid and boneheaded things as of late.
On the field,
but
you mean?
The Texans are the defense to do that to him.
Yes.
Yeah. He's got the bonehead in him, okay? Mm-hmm. You can show his bone, and it's not impressive. So, yeah, the Texans' pass rush, especially if Will Anderson is playing, is going against a very suspect offensive line, turning Will Levis into the dumbest, most idiotically risk-taking for no good reason or payoff whatsoever, Will Levis. Yeah. Bludgeon him, bruise him, make him dumb again.
5 Hour Energy fan line. People texting in. When you do 5 reasons I hate you for the Titans, you should do it for the whole show. That's how many reasons we have to hate the Titans, I guess.
Oh, that's... You know what? Did you get any good text examples? Because we can do a second 5 reasons.
A second 5 reasons? Yeah, we got a few. I'll save them. There's a few of these. Like, hey guys, I'm a Texans fan. We have our own colors. This is silly. Yes, it's silly. It's radio. And I know we have our own colors. We're pointing out the stupidity of Amy Adams' overprotectiveness of that color, her hoarding that color. I'm perfectly fine. Seth and I did a whole segment on the uniforms earlier this week. I love the new uniforms. I think they're fantastic. It's an Amy Adams thing. It's not a, oh, we need our blue thing. Yeah, no,
you
it's
got
not.
That little cabin by the lake that used to be the family cabin, but now she's got it.
Right.
And she's not letting anybody else use it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I were her brother or something, I'd be like, well, I want to not use it too.
Yeah.
I don't even care if I use it or not, but I want the right to not use it the same way you're
Correct.
Not using it.
Correct.
And she's using it now, but in such a way that it doesn't matter. None of this resonates with the Nashville fan base.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Are they wearing the Oiler uniforms again in week 18 when they play the Texans? I haven't seen
probably. Any. She's probably dumb enough to try that again. Yeah.
Look at Jeff Fisher catching a stray from somebody. I hate the Titans because of former head coach Jeff Fisher's mustache. Okay.
And his mullet. The mullet when it wasn't, there's no, he wasn't wearing the mullet ironically. Okay.
No,
and he wasn't
no.
from Saskatchewan.
No.
So it was wholly inappropriate that he had that mullet. It was before it came back into style or anything else. It was in very much the moment in wearing a mullet, you were making a statement.
That's right.
At that point in America.
Texter says Hannah McNair is totally Stephanie McMahon. She is. Stephanie McMahon is a great heel character on TV. Vince's daughter, yes.
Uh-huh.
Hannah has a lot
is
of Stephanie McMahon. Yes.
Does she come up? What's her character like? Is she? It's like she's the boss's daughter.
Like the billion dollar.
Doesn't have any humanity to her.
Like the billion dollar princess character kind of thing. Okay. Like Hannah. I don't think Hannah's like billion dollar princess character, but she has heel tendencies like Stephanie McMahon. Like she does not. She DGAF man. She DGAF. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Football Friday. What would you do if you were commissioner for a day? J.J. Watt answered this question on Pat McAfee. I'm curious. Text in 5 Hour Energy fan line. What would you do? J.J. had an interesting answer for this. We'll let you hear it coming up next. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be right back.